It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Jonah. We're in the second chapter, so Jonah chapter 2. So if you have the opportunity to open your Bibles up to Jonah chapter 2, be wonderful for us to enjoy the precious study. So Jonah chapter 2, and we'll begin reading there in just a few moments. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to visit us, if you'd like to write to us, it's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43. That's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And if you'd like to call us, the phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either will work just fine. Now, we will read the second chapter of the book of Jonah today. We'll even start with the 17th verse, kind of gets us underway there. So of the first chapter, Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me unto the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the flood compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul, the depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, unto thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah unto dry land. That is the second chapter of the book of Jonah, and we started with the 17th verse, which was the last verse of chapter 1. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we have the opportunity to study your precious word, to enjoy it each and every day. I praise you. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity to be on the radio and to enjoy this study together with all that are listening. And I just ask that they do have an ear to listen to your precious word, that their hearts will be touched, their lives will be changed, and they will enjoy the walk with you. It first, of course, Father, begins with trusting you for their salvation, trusting their soul with you, that you will save them and give them life, which we know your word tells us very clearly. And all we need to do is come by faith and know, Father, that your Son Jesus died on a cross. And when he died on the cross, he took our sins away, and he rose again 3 days later. And that's what we have such a beautiful picture of here in this book of Jonah, is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. There is no question at all that this happened. And Father, I thank you and praise you for this precious book. Now please guide and lead us each and every day, Father, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This wonderful study of the book of Jonah, and we are talking and looking really at this condition that we find Jonah, the place, the condition that he is in. And we know that in the belly of the fish, And as we find here, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. And so we're going to spend quite a bit of time, and maybe all the time today, talking about this place that refers to as hell. And so as we look at this, we're going to find that the first one, as we said last time we were together, the fish's belly is the abdomen, the belly. That's Jonah was still alive. He had just gotten swallowed up with this fish, and that was the first prayer that came out. Then in verse 2, the second prayer, at this time then, he is at what they call Sheol, the hollow place, the place of the dead. And so as we enjoy this study today, we're going to go to Luke chapter 16, and we're going to read and study verse 19 through 29, because it tells us about this place where Jonah has gone to. And so as we look at Luke 16, the Gospel of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. And so if you have the opportunity to turn with me to this book, it'd be wonderful. The book of Luke, chapter 16. Luke, chapter 16. And we're going to begin reading with the 19th verse. And we're going to read all the way to verse 29. And so it's wonderful to have this reference, and I hope that you enjoy it. You may be very familiar with it, maybe not, but just listen and follow along if you can. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. Now the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, or as we know here, Hades or Sheol, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they heard not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Now, what a sad, sad story this is. The rich man, he had everything that he wanted, fared sumptuously every day, the scripture tells us. And so then we have Lazarus, which had nothing. He was just a beggar. He had nothing. and he was fed, desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. So we've got the picture of the two. We've got one very wealthy man and very poor man. And so we find that both of them died, but the scripture is so wonderful in his statement here, because when Lazarus died, and let's look here now, it said, and it came to pass that the beggar, which was Lazarus, died, was carried by the angels unto Abraham's bosom. Now, you think about that. He died. Yes, his old bones and his flesh went into the ground, went into the soil, but his soul went into the presence of Abraham, not into the presence of the Lord Jesus, because you see, Jesus is still up on earth. But he came down where Abraham was, and think of how long that Abraham has been there. Because it is through the time here, and we find, as we look back into the scripture here, and we find that Abraham upon his death, and I'm glancing back here very quickly, and we're looking about 18, and so we're looking almost 1900 years have passed, and Abraham is in this place of paradise, is a word that we use. Abraham's bosom is another. It's referred to right here. But we know that it is a place of good and of paradise. And we know the Lord Jesus with the thief on the cross. He said, "Today I will see you." And wonderful promise, because that man, that thief on the cross, was saved. He went to the same place Lazarus went. He went to the same place where Abraham was. And Abraham's been there for almost 1900 years. And we're going to find here very shortly, as the Lord Jesus goes to the cross within months from this time, and that thief on the cross that trusted in the Lord Jesus, he too will be there. What a wonderful promise, what a wonderful opportunity to see the difference. Now, let's look. We've looked at the side that we call paradise. Now let's look at the side that the rich man went to, because you see, the rich man had everything and he needed nothing, including he did not feel like he needed a Savior for his sin. Well, he believes now, because he's in this place of torment, place of paradise, place of torment. And we find them both in the, as the scripture calls it, the hollow place, the center of the earth, the place of the dead, those that have died, Sheol. Now, people refer to that, and the scripture uses those words many times in the English interpretation, but it should be the hollow place, or the place of the dead, those that have died, not hell. Because the lake of fire, and there's going to be an eternity spent in the lake of fire. This is not the lake of fire. This is a place of torment. But we see what's going on here. Because in this place of torment, he said, and in hell, or in Hades, in the center of the earth, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, that's verse 23, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his fingers in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented with this flame." It is real. It is real. Now, where did Jonah go? Getting back to Jonah, where did Jonah? We find Jonah went into the same place where Abraham and Lazarus would be. Abraham, it's the place of paradise. Now, God wasn't done with him yet, but he needed to show him something, and we needed to see a wonderful picture of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have that in Jonah, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jonah. Jonah dying in the fish, 3 days and three nights, and we have that promise that we have looked at in this scripture here concerning the Lord Jesus himself quoting that. So please, as much as this world wants to get rid of that precious book of Jonah, it is real, and the Lord Jesus himself quotes it. So don't think for a second that it is not did not take place just exactly the way it said it was going to. Now, we're going to take just a little bit longer, take a little bit more time here to look at what we know about this place that's in the center of the earth. We find that Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom, paradise. But the rich man, because he rejected the Savior, Lazarus trusted in the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He trusted in him, and that placed him with Abraham, because Abraham also trusted in the coming Messiah. But the rich man didn't, and many times rich people don't. They don't see a need for salvation. They don't see a need to be saved. They don't see that need. Well, it's sad, because that finds them in the same place that the rich man is. And so he cried unto Abraham, and he wanted, please, please just have Lazarus dip his fingers and come and cool my tongue, for it is tormented with this flame. And that's never ending. Never ending. Now, there's going to be another judgment that's going to be at the end of the tribulation period, at the end of the tribulation and the end of the thousand-year reign. So if the Lord Jesus right now would come and get his church, it would be 1,007 years from now before the final judgment, and they would be cast into the lake of fire, taken out of the center of the earth, out of that place, taken out of the place of torment, and judged and cast into the lake of fire. Their judgment's already done. When they die without Jesus, that's it. There is no second chance. There is no purgatory. There's no place where the dead go and just there's so many different combinations of lies that are out there. And it's just so clear. The soul goes to the center of the earth right now. Because Jesus had finished the work on Calvary, the soul that dies in Jesus goes straight home into heaven to be with Jesus, awaiting the opportunity for our bodies to reunite, a glorified body, not the body that these lost people have to suffer with all of their life. Well, the conversation here very quickly continues, but Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." Once you've died, your decision is made. You trusted in Jesus, you go to the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, you go to the place of paradise. And if not, you go to the place of Hades, and so the place of torment. So when we see this, now verse 27, "Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father," since he can't come over. Since he can't help me, then I'm going to ask you for something else. Would you send him, I pray that you would send him to my father's house. I have 5 brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Many times the statement's made that, well, if there is a hell, I'll have a lot of company there. Well, there's going to be a lot of people there, but you're not going to have any company. There's not going to be any fellowship. There's not going to be any fun. None. So understand that. That when you go place the place of torment, it's going to be a very lonely place. They say of the gnashing of teeth. And we find that as the lake of fire, the worm never dies. Your body You will always be in your body at that point in time when the last judgment comes. And you will be forever dying and never dying. Can you imagine that? I can't. And I desire that no one, my worst enemy that has done so much destruction to people and to folks through the years, whether it be a world leader or whoever it might be, I don't wish anyone face this time. You do not have to. But what you do need to do, and that is come by faith of the Lord Jesus. Now let's see what the Lord Jesus, Jesus speaking here, and so he says, please, you know, I got five brethren. I don't want them to come here. He didn't want them down there. He knew what it was. This rich man, he knows. We could call him a believer now, but it doesn't matter. He knows that there's a true God. He knows Jesus is the Savior. He knows that. And he also knows that there's nothing he can do because a decision was made. But please, will you go up and take care of my brethren? Please, please, please take care of my brethren. Because I don't want my brothers down here. I don't want anyone to be down here with me. Please. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. There is so much evidence in this precious book, in the Old Testament, telling about the Messiah and his coming. So much. And nobody listens. Everybody rejects that thought. Please, that you would come by faith to Jesus and be saved. And he said unto him, let me look at verse 30 first. He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And Jesus knows, and he says, if they hear not Moses, and they hear not the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one is risen from the dead. They'll find some lie and excuse. They wouldn't believe it for a minute. And so you've got Moses. You've got the prophets. And we also have the joy of the fulfillment of so many of the prophecies found in the New Testament. And we know that the Lord Jesus died on the cross to save you and save me. You need to come. But will you be like this rich man and wait too long? I hope not. I hope not. You know, as we enjoy these scripture verses, and as we come back now and look at this book of Jonah, and let's look once again now, and maybe after reading from Luke chapter 16, you've got a little better understanding of what's going on here. Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. That's verse 1 of chapter 2. He was alive. He was inside the belly of that fish, but this time he was still alive, but shortly he dies. And said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, or out of the hollow place, the place of the dead. Now, a couple of things in reading Luke chapter 16. We need to understand that it is the place of the damned. Now, there's the great gulf fixed between them. There's a place of torment and the place of paradise. But if you reject the Lord Jesus and you go to the place of the damned, the place of the lost, the place of torment, and that place is still filling up today. Now, the other side of with Abraham and Lazarus, that's not the case at all, because as this was taking place here, we know that the joy of coming by faith to the Lord Jesus, we go straight to heaven, and the place we call paradise or Abraham's bosom has been emptied out. When the Lord Jesus, and we've got some verses of scripture to look at that, when the Lord Jesus descended, he went down and he took those that had trusted in him but could not go to heaven because Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection. But once he'd finished that, then he could take them all home. And now, when we die in Jesus, we go straight home. We go straight to heaven, straight into the presence of the Lord Jesus. But it is for those that are lost. It's a place of the damned. It's also a place of memory. A place of memory. You're going to remember all those opportunities you had to be saved. You're going to remember that you knew, you understood, and you rejected that gospel, that death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You rejected it. And it's also going to be a place, as one man said, a place of remorse. What a sad, sad day that's going to be. Sad, sad day. If you reject the Savior today. Now, Jonah was saved. Jonah was running away from God, yes, but he was saved. And so this place where he finds himself is the same as Abraham's bosom. But there's a little different circumstances here because he's running. God's not done with him yet. But he does prepare this fish. It swallows him up. His body is inside there. Now, as the Lord Jesus, we know that he was in the grave 3 days and three nights and saw no corruption. And we know that Jonah was kept 3 days and three nights in that fish's belly. His body was. His soul went into the place of the hollow place or the center of the earth, the place of paradise. And so we have that picture that has taken place in those areas there. Now, we have a couple of verses of Scripture here that I would like to also look up before we run out of time, and one of them is Hebrews chapter 9. We're going to go back to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. 9:27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. See, everyone faces that. Now, it's a joy for us to stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a joy for us to face death because we are going immediately into the presence of the Lord. One will be judged for his works concerning his soul, his salvation, and he's going to fall short because there is nothing you and I can do for our salvation to be saved. But for those that are saved, born again, our judgment is for our works that we've done to serve the Lord Jesus. And we gain gifts that we can hand to our Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful opportunity it is. But it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. And then verse 28 goes on to say in Hebrews chapter 9, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin unto salvation. What a joy it is to think that Jesus is going to return and come again. And then we have a very familiar one that we enjoy reading. And these are for you to understand. You're going to die, and so you better prepare yourself today to meet the Lord Jesus. And you're either going to meet him as a judge or as a savior. So please come by faith to Jesus today. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please trust in Jesus today. And we're going to come back now and go all the way back to Psalms, because the Psalm 16, and there's a verse here that connects with Jonah. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell or in Sheol, in the center of the earth, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Now, the connection we have with Jonah is that God kept him kept him during that 3 days. Because when he was vomited back up, as we have read in the end of verse 10, which we didn't get near there, the Lord spake unto the fish, it vomited out Jonah into dry land. Now, Jonah was, he was just fine, ready to go. And my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?